They went that way.
Okay, male or female?
Neither. They, them.
What?
That's their pronoun.
Okay, so how many were there?
Oh my God, one, you idiot. They're non-binary.
So does non-binary have a hole or a pole? We just need to clarify.
They who? Who them? Where why? Who's who? Who's who? They them?
Sigh, you already know what time it is. This is where you watch delusion and wokeness meet logic and truth. Give this video a thumbs up and leave a comment if you don't want to morph into a wokey in your sleep. Honestly, that happens. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications so you never miss anything. Okay, let's get into it. Trigger warning, the wokeness is beyond measurable.
State that for 5,000 years BC, Gala, transcribe, and androgynous trans priests of Sumerian goddesses have been around and noted. 200 to 300 years before Christ in ancient Greece, there were gods worshipped by Gali priests who wore feminine attire and identified as women. Since we are standing on Anishinaabe land, Turtle Island, which is the nation that we live under, has
I don't live
two
under
spirited
Turtle
people.
Island.
Right, well, maybe you should read a little more indigenous knowledge books. And indigenous communities have used two-spirit personas for the entirety of their culture, and so that leads me to my question. When you say that transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely, I ask you, Mr. Knowles, how can we eradicate something that has been here as long as humans have?
Well, yeah, there have been all sorts of crazy, terrible ideas for a very long time, too. You're pointing to civilizations that committed human sacrifice, okay? Yes, that's true. There were all sorts of terrible tribes. In fact, as recently as a little over 500 years ago, the Aztecs here in the Western Hemisphere slaughtered 80,000 people in a sacrifice to one of the demons that they worshipped within the span of 4 days. That's not a recommendation of doing that. I don't think that we ought to consider it. How does one know that someone with the total physical appearance of a man, how can one know that that person really is a woman? Do you have an answer to that question?
How can, to clarify, you're asking how can somebody know if they are a woman?
And how can I know if that person is a woman? If not by the physical attributes, their natural and enduring biological sex, what's the alternative to that?
So my response to you is then a question of, what is the purpose of knowing another person's sexual identity? Let me finish.
Yeah.
If it's not for the premise of reproduction, there's no need to relate outside of that, then I don't quite understand why we would need to question or.
So this is what happens whenever you ask a transgender activist to explain even the basic premise of the movement, is they'll immediately say, well, who cares? Why are you so obsessed with this? I'm not obsessed with this. I'm not the one who started sending men into the women's bathroom. What is the premise of your movement? But they always deflect from that. They always withdraw from the debate. They always try to change the subject because there is no answer. So you ask me, well, what's the purpose of, why do you even care? What's the purpose of knowing someone's biological sex? Well, for starters, because we have civil rights specifically for women in the United States. We have special bathrooms for women. We have special sports leagues for women. We have all sorts of special places and rights and privileges and that are for women that are not for men. So if now some men, people who at the very least appear to be men, are claiming a right to go into those women's bathrooms, then we either have to abolish all of the special rights and privileges that have existed for women for all of human history and are enshrined in our law, or they need to explain to me how those men are actually women. And they can't do the latter, and I'm not willing to do the former, and I don't think women across this country are willing to do the former, even if a few people have been so ideologically blinded that they would give in to this kind of an absurdity.
Starting off strong, we see a member of the Homo sapiens who somehow believe in a turtle community. Well, what a time to be alive. Riddle me this. How do you fight for something you do not understand and cannot defend? If Michiel Knowles had drilled her further, she would have claimed to be a feminist. What feminist stands for masked misogyny? The answer is a delusional woke feminist.
Do you think there are any differences between a male and female?
Oh, are we talking about just the sex right now? Of course. There's tons of differences just between the male and the female sex. But what's important is how we treat people because of that, you know?
So that therefore they have different contributions to give to society?
I think that everybody has different contributions, man. Just because I'm not popping out kids 24/7 doesn't mean I can't be helpful, you know?
I'm not saying that that's not the case. However, okay. If you can't tell me again what a woman is. And you're not able to answer the question because that is the cheat code against postmodernism.
No, because I don't think you even know what postmodernism is or postmodern
theory. Well, you want to talk about Herbert Marcuse or Jacques Derrida or Michel Foucault, one-dimensional man?
Okay, we can get into all of that. Don't try to tell me
I don't know postmodernism because I have read the pantheon of the garbage that you believe in. But let me complete with this.
Postmodernism. Well, I don't want to expose myself to different mindsets. I actually know
what the literature says and what it means and what it espouses.
Yes.
But this is why it's the great cheat code. Because it is the war against
what a woman is. It's the only way that you can get a gotcha over everybody else.
Great conversation. You'll see it online next week. I hope you enjoy.
There are so many clips of this young lady trying to own Charlie Kirk. No argument, no iota of intellect, just snapping and throwing subtle insults. Well, he was right. She would be seeing herself on YouTube for a long time.
I mean, Barack Obama's not black.
How's he black?
His father's black.
So that makes him black?
Yeah.
What about his mama?
His mother's white.
So that makes him black? Sit down real quick. Let me school you real quick. It's white supremacy. Are you a white supremacist?
No.
It's white supremacy that says that a black man and a white woman together make a black kid.
That is
the purest idea of white supremacy.
No, it's not. It's not a racist
country. Are you going to cry? Please sit down.
We are not a racist country.
Please sit down.
The dominant social order says
because white supremacy. White supremacy says that. That's why you hold the truth to that. No, my son. Listen. Don't talk over me, please.
I'm sorry, it's your event. Go ahead and speak.
That's right. You're talking over a black man. Come on.
How do you try to teach a black person who is and how to be black? Why does white and black make black and not white? Or gray, the mix of both? Loved how he used the woke logic against her at the end.
You're saying that we should get rid of sporting categories altogether. Do you support the idea of eliminating the Paralympics versus the Olympics?
I think that's a really great question.
I need to
look into that.
That's very ableophobic.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
I have said a load of crap.
Well, so have you.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I understand physiology and sport.
Well, good for you.
You don't.
Good for you, but you don't understand loving a human being.
Yes, very ableophobic. How dare you discriminate against disabled people? Doesn't feel good, does it, Mr. Whatever your name is?
Wait, what were you saying?
I believe, and it's not just for people who are intersex or have a certain condition. Mm-hmm. It goes for everyone. However you feel you are, that's what you are.
So if I feel like I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire?
Yeah! That's not exactly
how that's delusional.
I mean, it's up to each and every individual person to define who they are. I mean, you cannot feed that way, but that's up to you. They can still be who they are.
What's going on here is not the same what's going on
here.
Yeah,
that's what we're trying to...
So
yeah.
What happens is when there is some sort of disruption between your mind and your body, then that's when you get confused. I think that you are born how you're born, and you can't change that.
So we can agree to disagree because I'm not going to change your minds and you guys aren't going to change my mind.
No, I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm giving you facts. That's not my opinion.
But those aren't necessarily facts. There are.
You could Google it. It's on.
There's
there.
Research.
You got buried treasures and you say you're a girl, you're not a girl. You have to literally, you can get rid of it and still be trans and all that. I respect the trans and all that, but that's delusional. If I say I'm a millionaire right now and you look at my bank account, am I a millionaire? No, I'm not. So that's a lie. You're delusional. You're feeding that delusion that doesn't make any sense. So you can believe whatever you want, but the facts are there, baby.
I mean, it's like I'm coming here and saying I'm a dog. I'm a mastiff.
I'm a furry. Come on.
I'm not a dog and I'm just not.
Okay, did you hear that smoke alarm at the end? Someone actually got burned. Your mind does not alter reality. You can distort your reality, but the earth will not rotate anti-clockwise because you want to wear a wig or refer to yourself as they.
Stop the church! How are you going to call yourself a church when there's been zero scriptures quoted?
You're not allowed to be on property.
Zero scriptures quoted. It was all opinion, zero facts. Can you please provide one scripture as a church?
I can provide a penal code that says that you're currently trespassing.
Can you please? Can you? I'm not talking to you.
You don't have to talk. It's fine.
Can you please provide one scripture as a church?
Walk out the door.
Let me just talk to her real quick.
No, you're not.
Hey,
you're not.
Real quick.
You're not.
Could I have
out the
one,
door.
Can I have one scripture real quick, please?
You need to go.
It's time to leave.
As a church, I just want to hear scripture. As a church, I just want to hear scripture.
How will the police help you if they had been defunded? Think, please, think.
Are you a homeowner or do you live somewhere, right?
Rent an apartment, yeah.
Okay, let's just say like
the government came out and was like, hey, let's just bring in like millions of immigrants, thousands, millions. But the public has to be willing to open up their homes to house like 2, 3, 4, 5 families. Would you be willing to do that?
I live in a studio apartment, so I personally would not be willing to do that. I know that in Los Angeles, there's a lot of millionaires with a lot of big houses and a lot more room than me. And I feel like it wouldn't be unreasonable to ask a white millionaire that made their fortune through probably corruption to house some immigrants so that they can work honestly.
So you, but you personally wouldn't be willing.
Apartment.
So what? So you think?
No, I personally would not be willing to let a bunch of people stay in my studio apartment.
Of course, other people should deal with the responsibility of your beliefs and protests. And notice how she easily slipped in a skin color? Typical.
So do you believe that truth is objective or subjective? Do you believe in absolute truth?
Sure.
Okay, so if you believe in absolute truth, shouldn't we have absolute terms of what a infant bearing or infant birthing person is, otherwise known as a woman?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you this a different way, I suppose. So if anyone can identify anything at any time, correct?
Anyone can identify
as a woman or a man, you can just choose at any time, right?
Gender? Well, sure. Gender identity isn't switching genders all the time. It just depends, like...
But that's your position, right? That's fair to say? That you could change your gender?
My position is that you should accept people's gender identity, and you shouldn't try to shame them out
of it. So let me ask you, should we accept people that think they're younger than they actually are?
Oh, he actually laughed. That's how we all feel when you come up with new issues, new terms, new types of discrimination, and new problems. It's sadly laughable.
I want to do something that was for girls. I did every single sport. I tried to be a boy so hard, right? And I had two moms, and I got my nails painted, and I went to preschool. But here's the deal. I did have progressive parents. I did start growing facial hair when I was like 12, right? And that did not work for me. My mom had to shave for me.
So this teacher has two LGBT moms, started going to Pride events at 4 years old, and started having his nails painted before preschool, and we're supposed to believe that has no correlation with him identifying as non-binary today.
Yeah, no. You were born that way. It had nothing to do with your upbringing or your mother shaving for you. Go, girl.
My preferred pronouns.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Use your brain.
You're a woman.
Incorrect. I'm being educated about my gender identity.
How many gender identities are there in nature? How many genders are in a lion?
Oh my goodness.
How many genders do a monkey have? How many genders do a zebra have? How come human beings are the only one with gender fluidity? Amen. Only reason why we have, why people say they have multiple genders, because they have reasoned themselves to align.
Amen.
Well, no, there's clownfish, there's snails, which are hermaphrodites. Frogs. Humans have intersectionality.
What's a hermaphrodite?
Something that's male and female.
Okay, that's two. You're further making my point.
Right, but...
Show me something
with 3 or 4 or 5 genders.
Amen. Hermaphrodite is a type of sex where you have combined chromosomes of male and female.
Of what?
Male and female.
That's two.
Combined.
Amen. That's two. And that's my point. There's only two.
You just shot yourself in the leg, man. Isn't it just heartless to try to use people with special conditions to justify your foolishness? What happened to love and empathy?
Every person that I've loved has left me. Every person that I've cared about has left me behind. When I show that I'm the total package, it's never enough. So they see somebody who's honest and caring and is probably going to give you the best you've ever had in your life.
You seem pretty.
Well, when...
The narcissistic...
Don't do that. Not when this stupid-ass motherfucker called me.
The guys that you've dated in the past... And the guys that you currently want now, what do you think that they want in you?
More submission, more of a quiet, no talking back kind of attitude. I'm not going to submit to you. Yeah. I have my own mind, my own opinion. I've lived an entire life without you. I'm not going to submit to you unless you're paying all my rent. If I'm paying half and we're doing everything equal, it's going to be equal.
There's not a man out here, a heterosexual male out here, a feminine woman that's submitting to him.
I'm sorry, I disagree. Well, that's a very archaic...
Your own...
But you don't date straight men.
Reality.
I do.
Diana,
how would you know?
Your own reality tells you that because they're not giving you that commitment.
Diana, if you want to be a man, then you do not need a man. Just be your own man.
Right now, I feel. What do you feel?
I feel
Forgot to tell you to take off your headphones or lower your volumes. Yeah, just wanted to show you some crazy things. Back to Wokies.
Countries should be more fearful of white men across our country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Yet here you are with your, who's that? Oh yeah, your white husband. So does what you were saying apply to him too, or? Damn, that's tough.
There might be trouble looming in paradise.
I'm the only one whose narcissistic parent would show up to every single event I was ever involved in. Taking me out of school for lunch, sort of picking me up and dropping me off everywhere I went. Energy where, on the surface, it seems very convenient, very thoughtful even, but it's a pattern of controlling behavior, I think, for narcissistic parents.
Not sure, but you might be the only one referring to your present parents as narcissistic.
My parents unrelentlessly abused me physically and mentally.
I don't want to make this a competition or anything, but I was abused when I was a kid too.
Please tell.
When I was a kid, my parents came to every single one of my events, activities, and they just support me unconditionally. And if I ever needed a ride, they'd drop me off without me even asking. Are you?
Some people are born without actual problems, so they have to create some.
I'm a woman. That is not a woman. Do I vote for me?
Can I ask you a question?
Ask a question.
Are you a mild?
I'm not a vet, but I know what a dog is.
So a man is telling a woman what a woman is. Somebody call the misogyny police.
To any young women about like having babies, they talk about it terribly. Like, I'm not having any kids. You're like, all right, ugh. Do you know how stupid you have to be to think you're above reproduction? It's what everything does. And then you have one liberal arts degree, and you're like, I am not gonna be part of the f***ing patriarchy. It's not some coup to keep you in a kitchen, dumb. It's literally the miracle of life. Yeah, it's like a huge thing. It's a huge thing. What Avril Lavigne told you to f***ing fight the rebellion. It's insane to me.
Everything always falls to the imaginary war against the patriarchy.
Can't seem to grasp the fact that I'm a lesbian.
First of all, you are a dude. But if you identify as a lesbian, it means you like girls. So you are not... I am very confused. So if a donkey want to be a camel, but he don't like the camel, he go like donkey. So hey brother, I identify as a bank owner from now on.
Why does the Alphabet crew crave confusion? Why a lesbian, you say?
Men can walk around the streets without a shirt on. I think women should have every right to do so.
Agree.
Women already do that. Have you been to pride parades? Isn't She the Vegan annoyingly fighting for the lives and rights of animals? Crazy how she can't fight for her own dignity.
My deepest secret is that I'm like 100% gay.
Get the f*** out of here, pal. Really? I would have never known.
Like never. Wow, you do not look like the unicorn throw up pride parade billboard image of gay at all. You dress and speak like a man. Who would have thought?
So the Department of Education does something very interesting, right? And I want to hear what your solution for this would be, because I don't know what it would be. So the Department of Education is responsible for making sure that vulnerable children in school districts are protected. Kids with disabilities, right? They make sure that kids who are LGBTQ are valued. They make sure that transgender people, who Charlie does not even acknowledge their existence,
Wrong. Okay. Value their existence. How dare you say something like that? Like, seriously, value their existence? Yeah, you should sit down. I mean, seriously.
So let's talk about it.
Value their existence.
Wait.
Seriously.
Wait.
Value their existence.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Okay. Do you acknowledge there's more than one gender?
There's two genders. Yes, there's more than one gender.
Would you acknowledge that transgender kids need special protections in school?
Absolutely, yes. That could be done on a local basis. It doesn't take a federal bureaucracy to look after LGBT students.
There's two issues that I have right now. And I know that it's still about the Department of Education because they are the ones that enforce this regulation. So what I think is interesting, right, is that if you turn this over to local control, right, so then the kid in Scottsdale might be protected and the kid in South Phoenix might not. Right? We know that this creates a patchwork of protections where we can't even define what it means to be American. Do you think that the mom in South Phoenix, right, who works three jobs, right, is up late trying to take care of her kids, right, and then her kid is discriminated against in school, right, and a lawyer costs X amount of money, right, and public defenders are overworked, they're not at the level that they need to be to take on a school district or the state if it got to that level, or to go all the way to the Supreme Court, right? So then this becomes, again, the idea of privilege, right? You assume that everything works for everyone.
We're gonna have to talk about privilege. I'm sorry, this is getting out of control.
You've been talking a lot. Can you give me another 30 seconds and then you can go on?
Yeah, sure.
Right? So this is the idea that, right, you assume that everything will automatically work for you, right? You wake up every day and every system works for you without having to worry about whether or not you can access it in the first place. If you are a person of color and your child is being discriminated against in South Phoenix, you do not have access to the courts, right?
What about the ACLU? Don't they represent a lot of students?
Absolutely.
So they represent everyone.
It's not for everyone, right?
All it takes is one court decision and then they can't do it again or else they go to jail.
Do you think that that's how the justice system works in this country?
That actually is how it works. That's how the Little Rock Nine work. That's how integration in the South works. That's how desegregation works. That's how the Civil Rights Act works.
You don't get to talk about that.
Actually, I do get to talk about that.
You don't get to claim these great civil rights wins as part of your legacy.
Well, there's actually the Republican Party that had all those great civil rights.
And that's another lie. My mom's watching at home, right? And she taught me not to lie, so I won't do it, right? Hi, Mom, I love you.
Was Strom Thurmond a Democrat or Republican?
But so here's the issue that, and I'm not gonna get into the semantics with you, what I'm talking about is the idea that he can take credit for all these things and then twist them historically to serve the talking points of the people that already have bought into Turning Point. You're not gonna get new people when you take credit for what the black community did or what the Latino community did or what the LGBT community does every single day. You don't get to do that. And before you start talking again, you have to understand that this is an identity issue and you never get to talk about this.
Let's stop. Stop with the identity.
You don't get to talk about this like that.
I'm gonna keep talking. If you wanna interrupt me, you can. I'm just gonna keep talking.
You've done it every second that I've talked into the microphone.
Can I respond?
Yes. A response, okay. And then move on. Got it?
Privilege. What a bunch of nonsense. If you want to be, seriously, I mean, privilege.
Hold on.
Everyone has some element of privilege. Some people are smarter.
I have privilege.
Let me finish, okay? I let you do your piece. Privilege. Okay?
Sure.
Privilege. If you want to succeed in this country, you do three simple things. America is still a meritocracy. You graduate from high school, you get a job, and you get married before you have kids, no matter your skin color, no matter where you come from. Are some people born with less? Yes, absolutely. Do we need increased opportunity? Yes, absolutely. And every policy I advocate for is increasing opportunity, not perpetrating victimhood, not trying to say you're privileged because you're a certain color and you're a certain gender, or you're privileged because you've come from a certain part of the country. Instead, talk about the policies, the data, the math. You know what doesn't have privilege? Mathematics. You have not refuted a singular data point that I have brought up tonight.
So let's do this.
Not one.
So let's do this.
Is math all of a sudden privileged now?
When has there ever been one gender? See how he can barely make a sentence without a filler. Lack of concrete intelligence and substance. And notice how the conversation has veered into race and victimhood. What else is new? No argument here. Just a grown man wailing and expecting a tissue.
Women are women.
Well, I'm telling you, as a man, that's bull.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Nobody confronts you. That's the problem.
Really?
If they'd say,
really?
What the?
You want to bet?
What the?
Do you know,
how many people you've embarrassed at City Hall?
Me, embarrassment to City Hall.
They have
really
to tolerate that shit. You are nuts.
Let's wake you up.
You are nuts.
Sir.
You're not a woman. You don't look like a woman. Uh-huh. You don't act like a woman.
Really?
You're in the head. What's wrong
really?
With you? Well, look at yourself. For Christ's sakes.
Really?
For Christ's sakes, who would want to even be close? My God.
Really?
It's horrible.
I don't know why
you
am
are
I,
not.
Why am I so
you
horrible?
You are not
to you?
A f-ing chick.
Why am I so horrible?
Do you
to
still
you?
Have a?
You know what? That is none of your
business.
Do you think there's one person that really thinks that you're a chick?
I know a lot of people that agree with me and that accept me for who I am.
I see two men having a manly argument. What do you see? And did he just say there are people who accept him? Sir, members of your crayon club and your pitiful friends and families do not really count. Sorry.
Yeah, let's say that I believe you're not actually a woman, and you say, you must call me a woman. And I say, no, dude.
Well, so how you identify is
irrelevant. Because if it cannot be observed, it's not relevant in science.
You would be observing it, right?
Hold on, but no. But if you think you are a wolf, do you become a wolf?
The wolf argument and other arguments,
yes.
Maybe I'd be considered transphobic for it. I believe that gender is a human thing with trans people. Just I think of it in terms of like respect, right? You said respect is mutual. So
yes.
If it's
so
disrespectful,
I have views.
Uh-huh.
So why can't a trans person respect my views, not to lie?
Okay. If you think it's disrespectful for me to make you believe something, then you'd also agree it's disrespectful for you to call me something I don't
believe. Now we have the true tension.
Yeah.
Who's wrong?
Is there a wrong or right?
Yes. We're trying to find some sort of idea of objective truth.
Sure.
And that can be observed through chromosomes.
Back to who is a woman. Well, a Juan is a woman and a cosplayer is a cosplayer.
Tone it down just a little bit.
No, there's no toning down anything. Because you're coming out here and you're thinking that you're tough. And you're
I don't think I'm tough.
You know, but you're thinking that you're better, that you must be born again.
Yeah.
You think Jesus...
Keep the camera straight.
Do you think Jesus would come out and tell people this is your free will, but not... You can't... Your free will? I'm going to do whatever I want to do? Like, bro, you can't force people to live a certain way.
Yeah.
You need to...
Am I forcing you?
Am I forcing anybody? You're talking shit about, and you're just doing this for views. It's pathetic.
So let me ask you a question.
No, it's pathetic, bro.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing right now is you're baiting people into you know, making them think that you're this Jesus Christ-like person,
yeah.
But you're actually an asshole.
Okay.
Okay? So what you need to do is just be aware that there's people out here
yeah.
that are living their life,
yeah.
And you want to have freedom of religion? Fine.
Yeah.
But there's people that want freedom from religion.
Okay.
And just because you're here doesn't mean that you're better than anyone,
yeah.
or that you know better. You're not f***ing Jesus, and you're not acting like it. Otherwise, you respect people's free will.
Yeah. Am I respecting your free will to say what you're saying? Is there a gun to
your
head?
I don't care, to be honest.
Yeah, so you're kind of, you're contradicting yourself. We live in Canada.
I don't give a f***. I'm telling you what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know you're a b***h. You're a b***h. Your whole f***ing video shows a b***h.
So according to you, Curly, you have the free will to say and do whatever you want, but that logic does not apply to the other person. And why is that? Because you don't like his message? You sound like a child. Grow up.
You like to be a woman. You can identify as a woman. I don't know why there is such an issue.
Anyone can, right?
I don't see a problem with
it. Just literally put the hand up and say I'm a woman. Okay, why can't I identify as a black lesbian?
Well, firstly, I mean, it was...
Well, I'm serious. If I can identify as anything
mm-hmm.
without any need to prove I'm actually what that is, can't I, on International Women's Day, say I'm Piers Morgan, I'm a black lesbian?
I think taking it to a kind of absurd
I think that you'd already opened the absurdity door by saying it is limitless. You can do what you like. Anyone can say I'm a woman. How many genders are there?
Two.
There are two genders. Wow, so you don't believe in transgenders at all?
Well, I think there are...
Whoa, hang on, whoa. There are two genders.
Well, it's taught in...
Well, if you say well, you've literally just launched this huge defense of transgenderism. Now you've eradicated it.
Well, someone is about to get mouthful from a bunch of colored-haired NPCs.
Hi, my name is Brad Taylor, and I just finished my freshman year at RHS. I've been a part of District 196 schools now for 10 years. And I'm going to give you a glimpse today of what's actually going on inside these schools. Despite the board's attempt to deny it, District 196 schools are quickly becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. I'll take you back to my first day at RHS this fall. The principal came out and gave us a heartfelt speech about equality and standing together. He began to list countless races, such as Latino, Asian, expressing how much they matter and how important they are. But never once did he mention a race or identity that reflects me, or half the kids that were in the class. Now, members of the board, I know you haven't been to school in a while, and I know most of you don't have any kids left in the school district. But you must admit how uncomfortable it will be to be characterized just by your skin color on the first day of school, and be thought that you were wrong just because of your skin color. So I'll never forget the look one of my friends gave me from across the room as we were sitting there listening to this blatant bias being expressed in the so-called equity statement by the leader of our school. To be clear, I don't need you to tell me that I matter, but hearing the condolences given to other races and leaving just one race out, it inevitably you'll start to feel like you've done something wrong. And in our principal's attempt to unify us, he instead created unwarranted boundaries and barriers between his students, pitting us against each other based on characteristics that we can't control. In another separate instance, I was told that writing "All Lives Matter" on the whiteboard was political and could be seen as offensive. When I questioned the teacher after class, she told me that she didn't have an answer and she just had to erase it, and it was quickly erased. There are political signs all over RHS, about specific races that matter, specific sexual orientations that matter, and specific perspectives that matter. But when I questioned the RHS administration about how these signs were political, they told me that they were supporting human rights. So when I questioned why the equity statement couldn't represent all students, they told me that to even ask that question was outlandish and offensive. And when I asked why that was, they told me, quote, "whites have a pretty good situation right now," unquote. So is that not racism? Disregarding my question merely because of the color of my skin. To be honest, after enduring a year of the people in charge telling me that I'm a racist and I'm privileged and pointing out our irreversible differences, I've never noticed race more. And it's becoming the first thing I notice when I meet someone, which has never before been the case. RHS administration confidently told me that RHS students and staff are happy with their equity statement. But from my experience in talking with other students, this is not the case.
Is one of the stances of the entire woke movement not to protect children? How horrible of a human being can you be to basically pin children against each other in the name of your political belief? Why do racists get to call basic people racists? This is how a generation of vile delusionals is born, by early indoctrination. Schools are meant to provide a formal education. Just do your job.
Imagine you coming to our restaurants and then you get some people coming to your table and trying to disrupt your evening. It's abuse.
I'm going to start running into vegan restaurants.
That's fine. Go for it.
They're just shouting being annoying and grabbing tables and so you can't eat your gruel, and just see how you lot like it. I'm going to go to your house and chop paint all over it.
Piers. You've got a right to price. Oof! You've got me another one.
Stick it off your bingo.
Fantastic.
Stick it off your bingo, son.
But where's the salt? Where's it?
Won't need any of this gruel. Fantastic. Just put that to one side, but I will have a bit of steak just to...
You didn't salt it, though.
You see, all you've achieved is you've made me want to do this. Just
that's,
eat
that's
a lovely...
That's absolutely fine. Mm. You go for it.
A bunch of vegan activists barged into a Salt Bay steakhouse and decided to harass customers just trying to enjoy their meal. No one burgers you when you eat grass and make-believe chicken, guys. The restaurant should have smacked them with a lawsuit for disruption.
Listen, if your argument to me is that I or anyone else should support your politics because you want to show to children, you're going to lose.
Well, I don't think that that is a policy done by teachers in this country. I think that this
book
is a...
This was in schools in Florida, which is why...
There are a ton of books that are in a ton of schools. I don't believe in censorship. That's not my bag,
so
buddy.
So you think children should have...
I don't...
You obviously do not really think. You can't even bring yourself to see reason because of the horrible ideologies you have subscribed to. You do not believe in censorship, so people who obviously get a kick out of sexually exposing children are allowed to do so. Where do we draw the line? After sex handbooks for kids, what's next? Kiddie version of adult content.
Question for you. What would you tell a parent? Look them in the eye, and what would you tell them?
I tell them I'm sorry for their loss. 5-year-old
needs to have an AR-15 in the classroom to defend themselves.
That's not what I said at all. No, you're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. I didn't say you said that. No.
No.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I say sorry for your loss.
Oh, but how would you explain to them why you should have an assault rifle?
What is an assault rifle?
Big gun that you shouldn't have.
What is the definition of an assault rifle? If you're going to tell me I don't need something, you better have the definition.
What? Is that how it works?
What is an assault rifle?
It's a... I'm being honest, I don't know what the exact dictionary definition
is. In a conversation about the need for gun control, this student begins with playing word twister. Finally, she lands in a term she doesn't even know. Also, AR-15 is the only gun wokies know, it would seem. Wonder who used it first? They couldn't even Google search other guns. Such lazy followers.
Stability argument. So if
somebody does conceive and they have disabilities, you would think they are more likely, or you would encourage them to have an abortion?
They should have the option if genetic testing of the embryos suggests that it's going to be positive, it's going to have fatal abnormalities or be incredible, you know, yeah. Basically, if it's not going to be viable outside the womb, abortion should be an option that's available to families.
Do you think that could be a form of discrimination?
Wait a minute, what? Now we are choosing what kind of child gets aborted? The world is becoming scarier by the minute. Does this insane selection continue even after a disabled child is born?
No, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
What?
Hey, ho, ho.
What?
Donald Trump has got to go.
What?
Hey, ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go.
Why?
Hey,
why?
Ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go.
Why?
Hey,
why?
Ho, ho. Donald Trump has
That's
got
not
to
an
go.
Argument.
Hey, hey.
That's not
ho,
an argument.
Ho. Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Donald Trump has not to take your racism.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Their IQ is very low. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Their IQ is very low. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, their IQs are indeed very low.
You're over here appropriating a space for your own personality.
I'm a journalist.
You're not a journalist.
How do you decide who's a journalist?
I mean, considering I was fired as a journalist, you're no journalist.
Literally, would you rather be itchy or sick your whole life?
You're not doing this for, like, what the actual conversation is, which is getting rid of this country.
Getting rid of this country?
Getting rid of America, getting rid of the West. This is what this is for.
You want to get rid of America?
Yes! Everyone here understands that at some level we need to get rid of America completely.
What should we do?
Decolonization? Land back?
Where should we go, though?
In our communities. We need to go leave the capitals. Leave the central capitals of commerce, of capital itself.
Wait a minute. It takes the loss of brain cells to understand these people sometimes. You need to get rid of America? You need to leave? True, true. Grab your other rainbow fellows and get out. We'll help you pack.
You create a company that's like close to being a fascist and then like...
Okay. Well, how am I...
Sorry.
Let's go through this. How am I a fascist?
Dude, like you...
Can you name one thing I believe that's fascist?
You believe that like... You are... But
I'm such a bad fascist, I let the people who disagree in open mic to talk to me for 2 hours uninterrupted.
I'm
an awful fascist.
Somebody in the colorful gathering called Charlie a fascist and bro just ran with it. Man, the future seems bleak.
What would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
College students wishing they were more educated about a cause they resided to stand by. A cause they are out at night protesting for. You are protesting against an institution that you are not even sure is doing what you're accusing her of. Wow.
Good afternoon to you, Shivani.
Good afternoon, Julia. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar, so the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you, but I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they them pronouns for an individual. But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person.
Is that what this is all about? The desperate need to feel special and different from everyone else? The host has not even used a pronoun. She called you by name, but you just have to seek a little attention, don't you?
Older people like you guys, you can't grasp the idea.
Excuse me, I'm quite young.
All right, buddy.
I identify as 19.
This is the argument that people keep pulling. It's not about that.
Why is
if people
want to be a legitimate argument though? Why can't I identify as a black person but I can identify as a woman?
This is what I mean. Why is it harmful that people want to identify as another gender? How does that harm you?
How does it harm you that I want to identify as 19?
It doesn't harm me.
Okay, so then why don't you accept it?
I didn't say I didn't accept it.
Do you accept that I'm 19?
If you want to say that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me.
So will you take back your statement where you said that I was an old man?
What?
Yeah, it got a little too ridiculous for you, didn't it? Now imagine how we feel with all the new colors being shoved down our throats. Okay, you have made it to the end of this video. Good job. How many brain cells do you think you've lost during this ordeal? Don't forget to like this video. Let us know what moment was your favorite. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. There's a lot you do not want to miss out on.